You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastroven. And the 2015 season is underway. Got off to a good start for the Tigers with a win over the Twins and an outstanding performance from David Price. Jason Beck was there, and Jason Beck is here with us, as usual. Beck, you know, Price is obviously a big key to this club. You lose Max Scherzer from the rotation. You don't know where or what Justin Verlander is going to be at this stage of his career. So how encouraging was it? It's only one game, but 8 2/3 innings on opening day and a few called third strikes, not just strikeouts, but called third strikes. You really had the Twins locked up, it looked like.
Yeah, he looked like he was, you know, really on target there. It was kind of a continuation of spring training where he got through the first trip through the order unscathed. You know, the big difference was he didn't find a whole lot of trouble the second and third trips, whereas that had really been his problem the last few starts in the spring. You know, talking with pitching coach Jeff Jones, they worked with him on kind of improving his delivery out of the stretch. He was getting a little bit too quick. I don't know if that was a base runner thing or what, but from what Jeff Jones was saying, they tried to make his stretch more like his you know, more like his wind-up type delivery, which, you know, there really isn't a whole lot of difference to begin with for him, but they really tried to make it even more similar. And I think what you saw was he didn't get out of sync when he had, you know, when he finally gave up a base runner, and that kind of prevented, you know, the first hit from fourth hits, which is kind of what happened there near the end of the spring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of the spring, it was a talking point throughout camp was, you know, whether or not they'd come to some kind of agreement on a contract extension. I don't think anybody ever viewed it as entirely realistic to get that done before spring training with pitcher of Price's caliber and knowing what he can command on the open market. But, boy, Beck, you look around, and now Rick Porcello got $82.5 million from the Red Sox. It's just the price of pitching in free agency is just astronomical. How do you see this situation playing out? I mean, it's pretty obvious Price is going to test his market. Do you think, just what's your gut tell you as far as a long-term fit here? You think it's something the Tigers can do?
I mean, I guess it goes without saying. I mean, he's got all the momentum here. It would seem like just, you know, as long as he keeps going like this and, you know, he doesn't have any major injury history in his career, I think the impression I've gotten from checking around is that, you know, to pardon the pun, David Price has a price in mind. And, you know, if the Tigers want to get up around that area, you know, they're certainly welcome to do so. And he would listen and, you know, might even sign. But, short of that, I don't think, there's too much really to talk about. And that's kind of, I think, what you would expect. He's not in a situation where there's really that huge, massive history with him in Detroit to where there's this huge momentum for him to sign long-term. He's definitely a creature of comfort, but, you know, I think that only goes so far. He's already endured one mid-season trade, so, you know, he's kind of handled this change of scenery rather well. And I think there's a lot of reason for him, especially if this pitching market gets a little less crowded. You know, you could see a lot of motivation for him to hit the open market and see what's out there, to at least explore it and only sign if it's something that he really wants to do and if it's the type of deal that really appeals to him. And right now, I just, you know, you don't get the sense that there's a whole lot of momentum trending towards that.
Yeah, and you got to give Porcello a lot of credit. Parlayed a breakout season into a $82 million guarantee with his new club. And for all we know, he could have done even more on the open market if he had another big year. So good for him. All right, shifting gears now, Beck. I mean, opening day, you get caught up in the result. Everybody does. But you also look for little things that are real, you know, are sustainable. And Alex Avila might have had the best most encouraging outcome of the day with that opposite field home run. Obviously, that's something he's working on, using the whole field more. And not that you don't expect greatness from David Price this season, but I thought the Alex Avila home run was maybe even a better sign for the Tigers moving forward.
Yeah, and I wrote a little bit something about that today, where it's something that he had quietly been working on for a large part of the spring. And really near the end there, near the final days, you saw some results out of it. I mean, it's incredible to think that was his first home run in the left field since September 15th of 2013, I believe. He didn't have any home run to left center and right. And that's for somebody who, you know, and he says that when he came up, his power was more to the gaps, including left center field, than it was as like a true pull hitter. And somehow he got away from that. He's trying to get back to it, not just for the home runs, but just for the overall hitting.
Yeah.
Because the more that opponents have shifted him, he's really struggled to counter that. I looked it up. I think he ranked 23rd on the most shifted players in the majors last year. And the gap between what he did on line drives and grounders, again, you know, when shifted as opposed to when he wasn't shifted, was massive. I think it was like 177 average against a shift, and then 325 otherwise. And it was like the second largest gap among the top 25 players. I think Carlos Santana was the other guy. I mean, that's incredible to think. And it's something for as discerning of a hitter as Alex can be when he's on, it's something you would like to think that he can correct if he really puts his mind to it. And I think we're starting to see that. You know, there's a home run. There's another hit to left field later on in the day. He had during one of the final spring training games, he had a nice double off the wall in the left field corner, which really kind of opened my eyes. So you're starting to see the results there, and now he's got to carry it forward. And he's going to have to do it against pitchers and defenses that are going to try to pitch in the pull. So it's going to have to be something he really works at.
Well, Avila showed power on opening day. Miggy Cabrera showed a lot of power in spring camp, which was the question mark going in, coming off the ankle surgery. That obviously the ankle injury last season limited his power, made Miggy basically more of a doubles guy than a home run guy than he had been in the past. But it certainly looks like he could be back to his old self, which is dangerous for the rest of the AL Central. But like especially the way he turned it on that last week, is that an especially good sign for the Tigers from a power perspective?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think you're starting to see – I thought the power was going to take longer to reemerge, given the fact that he didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to do lower body workouts this off season. And I thought, you know, the strength in the legs was going to have to be more of a process. And just watching him over the final couple of weeks of the spring, it's hard to recognize any sort of recent injury with him or a recent surgery. It's really incredible to think. And to me, almost as encouraging a sign, although it sounds a little weird, he hit to a double play, but he was busting it down the line and accelerated in a way that he really wasn't able to do last year. It was the type of ground ball where he would have trotted the first base last year, and he sped up trying to force a play and, you know, maybe potentially even try to, that is for him to do these days. But I think even signs like that are really encouraging to see from him, given the type of surgery he had.
The guy, not thinking about surgery here, but just the bicep cramp that cramped his style in spring training, Justin Verlander. Very fluid situation. Even as we're recording this, Beck, we don't know exactly if he'll be back on the prescribed timetable Sunday in Cleveland, or if that might be pushed back. But does the anxiety, I guess, with the situation kind of waver by the day, depending on what's going on with Verlander behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think the longer this lingers, the more reason there is for concern. When this first happened, they were saying that he was expected to make his his next spring training start in 5 or 6 days, and that obviously didn't happen. And now we're at a point where, you know, that regular season outing looks more and more tenuous. It's less of a cramp at this point, and I think we're starting to admit that it was at least some extent of a strain, although Verlander will still call it a mild strain, and they say they're concerned. But I think the longer it goes, the longer you have to be at least a little bit worried that even if it's nothing major structurally, that it's something that can affect him or maybe even flare up again. It's a type of thing that if there's any trepidation, you wonder if he's going to be able to recapture that form that he had in those couple of innings before he had the injury. Because that really was his best outing of the spring. That was closest to the old Verlander than I think any of us had seen since, you know, maybe 2000 playoff game in Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tease. And certainly it's strange to see Justin Verlander's name on the disabled list. Very strange strange times for the Tigers in that regard, but they had a good time on opening day and looking to take that all the way to their fifth straight Central title. So we'll be checking with Beck frequently this season on this podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.